The profusion of pink coloring on websites, on NFL and college sports teams, and advertising should have given you a clue that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Today's guest is far more aware of breast cancer than most people would ever want to be. Caitlin Carey is an Ashland Hospital ER nurse. She comes from a family in which many of the women died of cancer, so she went the surgical route to avoid that fate and found the guides to life after surgery to be lacking. So she's created something called the Beauty After Breast Cancer Project. Caitlin's joined in the studio. Caitlin, welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having us.
By photographer Joseph Linoschke, one of the photographers on the project. Hi, Joseph.
Hello. Good morning.
So, Caitlin, tell us about the process of this getting started. You went for the double mastectomy as a preventive measure, really.
I was 29 years old when I decided to have the surgery, and I had the benefits of having time to think about the decision before I made it. And yet, even so, going through surgical offices, I found that the only examples I had to really give me a good description of what is this going to look like, what does this surgery really mean, were photos immediately post-op of women that went from neck to waist and showed immediate post-reconstruction. Some of them were body types similar to mine. Some of them weren't. Some of them were different surgeries entirely. And all of them felt very clinical, very overwhelming, and very easy to focus only on the scars.
You couldn't see the women's faces in any of these shots.
There was no faces and no personalities in any of them.
Sounds like Petri dish shots.
A little bit. And the only time that there was a personality was when I met with another breast cancer patient in the back room of a coffee shop. We went into the bathroom. We waited for it to be empty. She'd been connected with me through my surgeon, and she was going to be my one live example of what this surgery looked like. And as we waited for the bathroom to empty out, she flashed up her shirt and showed me what my own surgery might one day look like. And just felt a little awkward.
It did. So there was really nothing else that connected the humanity of the people with what their bodies and breasts were going to look like after surgery.
No, there really wasn't.
So at that point, how'd you decide how to move forward?
Educated guesswork in good part, and knowing that in particular for my scenario doing a preventative cancer, my doctor's recommendations were to do the full mastectomy. And having made a commitment to do that, my choices, unlike choices for a lot of women, were very limited. I couldn't decide on a lumpectomy. I couldn't decide on a partial mastectomy, though for most women facing this, there's a selection of choices that they can be making. And again, no one format where they can look through and see different surgeries, and especially different surgeries on real people in a way that's not, again, very clinical, very cold, and intensely overwhelming.
Just so people understand, what led to the decision? I mean, because I did mention your family history coming in, but you can describe it a whole lot better than we can.
My great-grandmother died at the age of 27, my aunt at 34, and my mom was diagnosed at 41. I had a small lump, followed it up with an immediate bilateral mastectomy and full treatment, and still went into a full metastasis and died at 50. So every single woman on that line of my family had died from breast cancer. I took the opportunity. I was working already as a nurse. I'd just graduated nursing school. And I went in and I talked to our genetic counselor, who was part of the hospital. And after a lot of discussion with her, and we did some genetic testing as well, which is available to women who are concerned about having a genetic predisposition. The two most common factors that people are aware of is a BRCA1 or a BRCA2. And I believe that they account for about 40% of the genetic risks for cancer. So we did genetic testing and determined that we couldn't get a solid answer for me, but there was a potential I was looking at an 85% chance over my lifetime of a breast cancer risk.
Wow, 85%.
And if I chose to do the surgery, it would drop to 4.
Wow, that's a big difference then. So what was how did the idea for the breast cancer, the Beauty After Breast Cancer Project develop?
A lot of it was just going through my own experience. Part of it, making a decision without really feeling like I had the resources to understand the decision I was making. And the next part is even being a confident person who had the time and wherewithal to really think about this decision before I made it. Again, something most people don't have the ability to do. It took me years to reestablish in with my own body and my own sense of self, sense of beauty. I referred to my breasts as them for about 2 years because they just didn't feel like part of me. And it was some very awkward dating conversations. At 29, I was still dating. And, hey, sweetie, you know, before we go any further in this relationship, there's something I really need you to know.
Wow, really?
And I'm not even sure how you script that conversation.
No, I can't imagine. Caitlin Carey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an Ashland Hospital ER nurse and the creator of the Beauty After Breast Cancer Project. Photographer Joseph Lanoschke is in here as well. You can join us at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Also check us out on Facebook if you'd like to. So the idea is to end up with a book then, essentially a coffee table book to be in doctors' waiting rooms?
Beauty After Breast Cancer is intended to land in surgery centers, in breast centers, in cancer centers, and provide women with both bare-chested portraits on real people that show strong, beautiful women who've gone through this and are providing hope through their smiles, through their personality. You're not looking at a clinical photo of neck-to-waist surgery and only surgery. You're looking at beautiful, amazing women. And the difference between that torso shot and someone smiling at you, both with a reconstruction or not, but a post-breast cancer surgery, is night and day. It's the difference between being scared even further out of your wits versus being given hope that you can make it through this.
And the pictures are available now, some of the first set anyway, at beautyafterbreastcancer.org.
Yeah, we've got pictures from two of the photo sessions posted up on our website. And
so, Joseph Lanoschke, talk to me about the whole process of shooting. I mean, you're not only taking pictures of women who don't have clothes on, but women who don't have clothes on and are very sensitive about it as well. So,
absolutely.
I mean, this must be a real trick for a photographer to put your subjects at ease with you.
Certainly. The whole objective for me is to try and tell the story that Caitlin's wanting to tell through this book in as beautiful and artistic of a way as possible. When she approached me about the project, we were introduced by a mutual friend, and initially she just asked me if I would shoot one of the portraits. She was looking for she wanted 33 portraits of 33 photographers to put this all together. And the more we talked about it, the more it became clear that it would be easier for everybody and I think just a better project overall if I shot the whole thing instead of trying to, you know, go after a different photographer for each one. And this way we could keep a consistency to the project and realize the vision all the way through it together and not have to re-explain the vision every time. So that's how I became involved with it. And yeah, absolutely, trying to create these images that are beautiful portraits, storytelling portraits, telling the story of who this woman is, why she made the decisions that she made. And every story, every photo is accompanied by a short interview, by their story. And every story has a corner quote to it, a keystone quote that is the key of what that person is and why they want. And for example, one of the other subjects that we photographed already, one of her quotes was she wanted something worthy of flashing. And so those photos are so much fun. We had an absolute great time on that shoot, and that's just her personality coming through. And every photo will be different.
And what did she come up with that was worthy of flashing?
Well, why don't you describe that, Caitlin? It's a beautiful, beautiful tattoo.
Yeah, Tony had a conversation with her husband after she'd gone through her surgery where she had at one point in time asked him, "What will it take for you to feel comfortable touching me again?" And her husband, half-joking, answered, "Well, we could tattoo a nautilus shell on one of your breasts." And she said that took her aback a bit, but she remembered a nautilus shell T-shirt that her husband had given her when they were first courting and how it had become something of a symbol of their relationship. So she said, "Why not?" And she found a tattoo artist and did a nautilus shell on one side and a branching tree on the other that became very symbolic of things that were meaningful to her and to her relationship.
And they are some spectacular pictures.
Yeah, those They're photos beautiful. Are available now at beautyafterbreastcancer.com. You can see them there.
So it's been talk about how you've been meeting the women then. I mean, have you made the initial connections with them?
Some of the people that we are working with have been solicited directly. I've pulled a few people because their stories are very fascinating and they've participated in other articles or they're building other projects. And many of the women are being sent to us. And maybe you'd like to send us a few too. We are still taking names. We are still working with building a participant list so that we can choose the best stories and the best representatives in terms of wanting really to show every single surgical option that's out there. So we have a lot of women from the Providence Breast Center and a lot of women from Asante's Breast Center that are being sent to us through the Nurse Navigator, and other people that hear about the story are also welcome to inquire through the website.
Again, Caitlin Carey is the creator of Beauty After Breast Cancer. Joseph Lanoschke, the photographer for the project. Beautyafterbreastcancer.org, is that right?
.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. I want to make that clear. And again, the pictures are available there. I have to believe there have been, you know, in the photo sessions you've had some so far, probably a few laughs and maybe even some tears in the process.
We've mostly been having an incredibly fun time. After Tony's session and her words about, I need something worth flashing. It took roughly 4 days for my 4-year-old to stop flashing everybody because he was out there helping. I was flashing. Tony was flashing. Then my son started flashing. And so we're 2 photo sessions in, and I've already decided that we need a bloopers page just because we are having so much fun in doing this. And I'm sure we will hit some points where we're bringing out other emotions as well, but I think that the tears are equally cathartic as what the laughter is.
And what's the timeline then? I mean, if you've got 2 sessions, you're looking for ultimately 30-something, you think?
We're in production for the next 9 months. Mm-hmm. We're looking to be printed by September of next year, and the book will be available in October of 2015.
All right, so a year out here.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you funding this? Are you going through the usual crowdfunding?
To some extent, yes, we are. We are doing 2 fundraising concepts. The first one is that this is very much a community project. We've got an Ashland-based photographer, several Ashland-based nurses, Ashland filmmaker, who's also helping us with the project, and we are very much looking to our community to say, hey, this is something that we're doing to reach out and provide women who are intensely frightened, intensely overwhelmed, with hope, with beauty, with really the gift of themselves. And we opted to go through a fundraising platform of Kickstarter because we felt it offered legitimacy to the program, that we are really committed to making this happen. And through Kickstarter, we are giving the option of allowing people to donate a book to their local breast center or cancer center. So our primary option on the site is that you can make a contribution that will send a book and a full marketing package that includes just a heck of a lot of other patient resources that we're putting together, and send it out to, again, that biggest breast cancer center or that biggest cancer center in your area.
So rather than try to hit up the doctor's offices, the breast cancer centers, and so forth, and say, would you like to buy the book, somebody else provides it for them and says, here, just put this in your waiting room.
It gives a chance for people to contribute to a project in a really meaningful way. I think we all like to give back to our communities. We all, when we have somebody who's affected in our lives by something, and I look at the ice bucket challenge and how that's gone just so incredibly popular, because it's not hard to dump a bucket of ice water over your head and know that you just made a difference with that. And it's the same kind of concept here, and that here's something you can do that will make a difference. If you pick up one book and send that to your local cancer center, you are touching about 300 people.
All the information you need at beautyafterbreastcancer.com. And just by accident of timing, you're on the front page of the Mail Tribune in Medford today as well. So it's very good to have you here. Caitlin Carey is the creator of Beauty After Breast Cancer. And she's an Ashland Hospital ER nurse. Joseph Lanoschke, the photographer for the project. Thank you both so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.